We're now joined in our pregame show by the head coach of the Milan Wildcats, the 5-0 Wildcats, looking to go 6-0 and at least keep a share of the Grand River Conference first place standings this week. We'll go through the conference here. Milan 3-0 at Trenton tonight, and the other two 3-0 teams, South Harrison and Gallatin, they're playing tonight as well. So if Milan takes care of their business, there'll be two teams atop the standings by midnight tonight. Coach Dabney, congrats on the win last week.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Three big plays. I know that Dennis and I talked about them to Dre Moorhead. Was that just the play that was open on that particular defense at Putnam County Grand? Tell me about those big plays that Dre had.
Good protection, a little play action pass, and we're able to complete the pass.
With your kind of philosophy of what you wanted to do against Putnam County, especially early, Coach, did you really want to establish the run, or do you feel like you get some things going through the air last week?
You know, Tom, you get into a game, you're down in distances, and sometimes make you convert some different things. But, there's different things we wanted to do, and kind of not necessarily at the level of Bill Walsh, but there were some things you wanted to script and get an idea out early, and some worked and some didn't.
How'd your defense look overall, Coach?
I thought it was, looked pretty good. I think we did a lot of things that we needed to do, and they had been kind of a flex bone, triple op type beer team. And not they got away from it totally, but they, for the most part, they got into more trips and 2x2 sets, and that's where they had to throw a little bit. And again, that may not be, they had to do what they had to do, based on maybe being down a couple touchdowns. So, like I said, sometimes those things predicate what you have to do. And we thought we played pretty well, and but there's a lot of room for improvement on different things as well.
Yeah, I was just got off the phone with Coach Bondi a few minutes ago, getting that interview done for the Putnam County Princeton game across the dial tonight. We're kind of talking about how if you go back to 2016, Princeton really kind of put things together about week six and had a nice finish of their season. That next year, they had a really nice year and won the GRC. You kind of did the same thing last year, Coach, where the last month of the season was much better for the Wildcats, and now you're having a great 2018 season. When you look back at last year, was it just kind of a gradual improvement that you saw to the guys, or did something really click by the time you got to about October 1st last year?
Well, anybody who's had, I will say, the good fortune of coaching football, and especially Class 1 football. We were going through a pretty good run for a long time, and then, we were, especially up front last year, we were very young, and I'm talking freshman young, and if we had a couple early in the season get hurt, they were being replaced with freshman linemen. And so good football players, but still last year, you're still kind of 14 years old as well. Mm-hmm. And you just have enough mixture of inexperience and things of that nature. You just got to kind of bring them along, and you got to nurture them just like raising in your own family. So you want things to grow up and get things fast, but you just have to have patience. And and as the season goes along, this freshman, I always say towards the end of the year you turn into sophomores. And so I just thought, as we got a little healthier after we got out of that South Callaway, and then we lost, like I said, we lost three guys for the season before the first half ended against Putnam County with a 13-point lead. So I don't care what level of football you are, but you're at our level. When you lose three guys for the year, there's some things the next guy up may know what to do, but at the level of play could be different. So you're just going to have to – I think it was 6 weeks we went last year with a different lineup as far as the kids up front, and once we started, got the last month, it was the same kids. So it starts right there. If your guys up front can stay healthy and get used to working with the guy next to them, and get some familiarity, and you'll get some consistency.
Obviously, your boys, Ryan and Dom, they get a lot of attention, and rightfully so. They're both very good football players. But the guy, I really enjoy kind of reading about him and hearing about him, Coach, and what he brings your football team. That's Jamuel Pagan. Tell us a little bit about him and what he means to your football team.
Jamuel's been a key component to our football team all 4 years. He's been a key component since he was in middle school. Just can't say enough good things about Jamuel. He's a just a good hard worker, a good leader, and with what we do, it's everybody. Everybody's in, it's a team oriented type of offense and even defense. I mean, it's everybody's. You know, no more. You know, we're not putting one guy in more important than the other, but we all have to play together. And but each. He's a very good fullback and just a hard-nosed kid. That you read any articles about him last week? I mean, he's just got a big heart playing for a little cousin of his. Mm-hmm. Every time he gets tired, he thinks about his little niece. And you know, he's just a pleasure to coach. Just fun, you know, and in the good ones, Tom, they find ways to inspire themselves and get themselves motivated, and he's one of them.
Yeah, it's exactly the article I was talking about, playing for his little 4-year-old relative. That was a good read. Trenton Bulldogs this week, Coach, a team that you know, they like to run the football, obviously, and when they get it going well, they can be tough to stop on that on West Croy's offense. What's your thoughts on Trenton and the challenges this week?
I think you just said it. You know, they're sometimes it takes a while to. You know, get the split back beer going or whatever, or getting it red and, you know, taking care of the ball or whatever it may be. It just, again, it takes patience. And especially if you're running a beer offense, you know, you just can't get everybody in tone like a running it through a microwave. It takes time. And it looks to me like they are getting way, way, way better with it. They have a different mix of backs that they're running in and out of there, and they're all very capable. Running behind very big, very good aggressive linemen. And so it just comes down to a matter of will, and things of that nature. You can have a gap control, but if the gap gets moved, it really doesn't matter. So you've got to, hitch up your trousers and just hold your ground. And that's not. The good fortune for us is we've seen a lot of that type of similarity of formations, fronts, and just the way the way they want to attack can be a little bit different. But in general, we've got big backs to tackle and quick backs to tackle, running behind big linemen, and so that's something. Like I said, we. Fortunately, have been able to see that with some of our teams that we've played this year, so it won't be completely foreign, but I know it's going to be one of the hardest battles we've probably encountered, and I know it'll be a big night there in Trenton, so hopefully we can get out and compete with them.
Yeah, a fun night certainly with Milan and Trenton battling here for the third year in a row as both members of the Grand River Conference since 2016. As far as your team goes, Coach, you're talking about your old line a little bit and how you had some guys who got thrown in the fire last year a little bit as a freshman due to injuries and those things. One of the things that I really see with good football teams is you can see individual guys improve on the offensive line, but when they really start to gel as a group up there, that group of five or six, that's when it really comes together. Are you seeing that with the guys up front?
Oh, yeah, we've been seeing that since the end of last year, going into our summer stuff that we do, and it's just been... the 5 o'clock club, the your hoggies up front, as they used to say in Washington, you know, those guys are your leaders, and sometimes they're silent leaders, and they're, but they're the, you know, those are the guys that, the frontline guys are the unsung guys that get all the dirty work done.
Coach, appreciate all the time, as always. Best of luck to you and the Wildcats this week. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you, Tom. We'll just have to come over and do the best we can, and hope we can compete with the Bulldogs.